3 weeks ago, after a weekend sweep of Bowling Green here at the Sanford Center, we all thought this weekend might be a big one. Mathematically, the Beavers were still nipping at the heels of the Minnesota State Mankato Mavericks, trying to win a McNaughton Cup for the second time in four seasons. Bemidji State, though, had two tough road trips between that series with Bowling Green and this series this weekend against Minnesota State. The Beavers took care of business the last couple of weekends, setting up a major showdown this weekend with Minnesota State's Mavericks. Yes, the Beavers and the Mavericks are playing for the McNaughton Cup this weekend. Yes, after the game tomorrow night, someone will be crowned the champion and get the overall number one seed in the playoffs. The script for the weekend has been written, and it's a doozy.
From our standpoint, obviously, again, being the home team this weekend, what a great script. You know, it's a situation where the top two teams in the league are playing the final weekend, and, you know, there's a lot at stake. Obviously, Mankato's in the driver's seat. They're a team that's in first place. They're 6 points ahead of us. They've been swept once in a couple of years, so they're in the driver's seat, but it's just it makes for just an exciting weekend of hockey for both teams, and but most importantly, it's going to be a great weekend for our fans. I know there's enthusiasm and excitement in the community, and that's what it's about.
These are always meaningful games, and anytime we play Bemidji, they're meaningful. Like I don't believe, whether it's in our building or in their building, year in and year out, because we're travel partners, that there isn't something on the line. And so there's a lot on the line this weekend. Opportunities for both clubs, and, you know, a chance to try and get yourself two best teams in the league as far as records are concerned, and playing for a lot. So when it's an opportunity, you want to, as a player, this is kind of the time of the year that you get excited about. You know, there's been a lot of rubber on the road from October to where we're at now at the end of February. And so a lot of excitement going into the weekend.
Playing for the McNaughton Cup is a lofty goal, but not the end-all, be-all goal for Bemidji State. They're currently in a position in the pairwise to make the national tournament. They want to stay there, and to stay there, they need to be playing well. They stayed at number 11 in the pairwise last weekend after a monumental tie on the road at Alaska Anchorage. Really? Scoring shorthanded with 2.5 minutes left to tie it?
Now in the second effort, Iarullo steals. Iarullo feeds it ahead for Kirkup. Kirkup throws on the brakes, waits for help, hits Iarullo, shoots and scores! Alex Iarullo shorthanded, the Beavers have tied it up! What a great individual effort by Bemidji State. Kirkup settles the puck and hits Iarullo in the slot, and the Beavers tie it at two.
Time still goes, no stranger to you and me.
And then to score in the 3-on-3 to win it and get the extra point? Absolutely.
Stolen away, Iarullo. Iarullo and Muck. Muck, the trailer, comes in, shoots, scores! Tommy Muck wins in the 3-on-3, and the Beavers still have life next week. Tommy Muck gets the 3-on-3 goal, and Bemidji State gets 2 points.
The McNaughton Cup is in the building. We know Minnesota State Mankato has at least a share of that trophy. The Beavers would like their own share of that trophy and want to keep moving up the pairwise and solidify even further a trip to late March hockey. 3 weeks ago, we thought this weekend would be big. Fast forward 3 weeks to the present, they don't get much bigger than this. Beavers, Mavericks. The McNaughton Cup is on the line here on the Beaver Radio Network.